now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. I have a very special program for you. I am the people's pastor. I'm, well, a pastor to everybody. I'm an internet pastor. I don't have a church, although you could say that the World Wide Web is my church, but I don't have a brick-and-mortar church, and I don't have a congregation. What I do is I get on the radio, and I turn the microphone on, and I speak part. And when I do, some people respond. Some people respond a little bit. They're glad to hear the truth. Other people respond a lot, and they start to get better. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you could literally get better just by listening to me. That's right. You could literally get better just by listening to me. And how is that so? It is because if I speak of the truth and I awaken you to the truth within, if I awaken you to your own conscience, if I awaken you to your own ground of being, your own the inner light, if I awaken you to what you've always known in your heart is right, what you deep down in your heart you've always longed for and loved, see, if I awaken you to that, then I have touched, contact has been made with the source, with your with your Creator who sends His light, who sends intuition and conscience. You didn't know that conscience is from God, did you? Of course, there's a false conscience, you know, where you feel guilty for, you know, this and that, you know. Guilty for, I'm trying to think of something, for not giving a present to your aunt or something like that. But real conscience, you know, there's an externally imposed conscience where people lay a guilt trip on you. But then there's a real conscience. That's when you feel bad, like when you did when you were a little kid. If you were mean to your mommy or you were mean to your sister, then you felt bad. See, well, that's conscience. It's from God. Now, if you are restored to that, if contact is made with that, you start to get better right away. See, you've fallen away from it. You have fallen away from God. You have fallen away from your own inner ground of good, your own inner ground of being. And so you don't have any love. See, love comes from God. And when you fall away from that source of, you know, it's like light. If you go out into the sunlight, you have warmth, the beautiful warmth of the sun and the light from the sun, light and warmth. But if you go into a closet and hide in there, hide in a dark cubbyhole somewhere, away from the sun, away from the light, you don't have light and you don't have warmth. See? Well, you can create artificial light of some sort and artificial warmth, but it's not the same. See, and you use up your energy, you use up life force doing that. So what has happened is that we've fallen away from our own inner ground of good. We've fallen away from intuition, from common sense, from conscience, from what we know in our heart. And where have we fallen to? We have fallen into the jungle of our imagination. Fallen into thinking. See, you've fallen into imagination. And you've fallen into endless distraction. See, your imagination, your thinking, your subconscious, your thought, you know, the thoughts that come to your mind, for the most part, they come from the outside. And so all of your television, your music, your video games, your news, your magazines, see, your texting, your cell phone conversations, your classes that you attend, the textbooks that you read, see, the lectures that you listen to, and so forth, it's all from the outside. It's all meant to stimulate your imagination and stimulate you into thinking, into getting lost in thought. So in essence, you become hypnotized, you become lost in thinking and lost in the imagination. Like Alice in Wonderland, and you have fallen away from your inner ground of good. So no wonder everything goes wrong, because you're disconnected from your source. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here we are. As I make program, it's soon going to be Christmas time. And this is my Christmas gift for you, and you should partake of this Christmas gift. You should partake of it. Let it sink in. And then see, start living properly. See, your salvation, your redemption, your recovery can start in this instant. In this instant. By responding to the truth, see, by responding to, well, to that which is in me that puts together these words, which exhorts you to return to conscience again, return to innocence, like you were when you were a little child. You were very close to God at that time, and you've fallen away. Now, how has this happened? Well, I already told you, you've fallen into emotions and you've fallen into the imagination. You've been penetrated by the outside and thereby you have been changed. Okay? So, that's how it happened. Now, it happened in two basic ways. You were, number one, you were seduced. You were seduced by people who seduced you into turning your back upon conscience and doing naughty things. You were seduced by exciting appeals on the outside. Everything on the outside seemed so exciting. And so you turned your back upon intuition, upon innocence, and you were excited by the appeals on the outside, see? You were seduced by your peer group. You wanted approval. See, you wanted them to approve you, and you needed their reassurance after that. First they seduced you, then when you had fallen, then you need their assurance and reassurance. See? And so you've been seduced by so many things. Now, the other thing that happened is that you were tricked or seduced into hating. See, first you were seduced by someone, you found out you were tricked and fooled, and then you hated them. You resented them. You judged them. So you fell away from your intuition and your conscience, and you also fell away from love. Remember I said that conscience is a light. It's like light and warmth. It's like the sunlight brings both light and warmth. It brings both light and warmth. Well, you fell away from truth, and then which is like light, and you fell away from the warmth. You fell away from love through hate. If you hate somebody, you cannot hate and love at the same time. You cannot hate another person, resent them, judge them, see? You cannot judge and resent another person and receive God's approval at the same time. See, that's why it's a lie. You know, it says, oh, you know, just as I am, and, you know, God accepts me just as I am. No. No, you petition him to accept you, and he may accept you. See, he may accept you if you're willing to change. But if you go on hating people, you go on judging people, you go on resenting people, you go on being impatient with your children, etc., etc., then you cannot receive his love and that at the same time. You have to give up one. You can't, you remember, what did Christ say? You can't serve two masters? Well, you can't resent your brother and love God at the same time. You can't judge, you know, your neighbor, talk about her behind her back, be sneaky, and say mean things about her, catty things behind her back. You can't do that and find God's favor at the same time. You cannot. So if you want to indulge resentment and judgment, see, you say, well, it's my little pleasure. It's my right. It's my right to resent. After all they've done to me, after all I've been through, I have a right to resent. Okay, well, go ahead. Keep resenting. Keep judging. Go ahead. Keep doing it. You will not have God's love. Sure, you can go and sing songs and sing all the wonderful songs and you can affirm, see, and you can claim this and claim that and affirm this and affirm that, but you still won't have his love because you don't get his approval for judging other people. What does it say? Judge not, lest ye be judged. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. Well, okay, so you say, oh, Roland, this is not a nice program that you're making, not a happy program. Why, you're judging me. You're saying things about me. No, I don't even know you. I'm just speaking here on the radio. I'm just, you know, talking in general. I'm not speaking to any particular person. If you react to what I'm saying, perhaps the shoe fits. See, that's all. But, see, there are certain people who hear the truth, and they realize that it's true. They realize that it's true, and they quietly, in their heart, say, yes, you're right. I am impatient. I do resent my neighbor. I do judge people. See, I resent my husband. I resent my kids. See, some people will admit it. Now, some people admit it, and they don't see anything wrong with it, but some people admit it, they see something wrong with it, and they want to change. Well, the way to change, ladies and gentlemen, the way to change is to sit quietly and see the truth and then not try to do anything about it. Don't try to change yourself. Don't struggle. Don't put on a show for God or for anyone else. See the truth about yourself and regret what you see. It's that simple. See the truth about yourself and regret. See? And God likes that sort of thing. You know, it says in the Bible that God will not despise a contrite heart. See, because if you hear the truth and you respond to it and it makes you feel bad temporarily, see, it's kind of a sad glad. You're sad to see the truth about yourself, to hear the truth and realize that what's being said is true. You're sad, but you're also glad to hear the truth, and you're glad to come clean. See? Well, if that's true, then you are responding to the truth. You are responding to conscience. You're responding to the same light, the same light. You are responding to the light in me, which is the same light which is in you. You're responding to the light in me, which is the same light which is the light in you. So by responding with joy or with recognition to what I say, you are responding to the same light that's in you. So it's the same as responding to conscience. So you have responded to conscience. You are responding to conscience. And your salvation begins now. You have issues. Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues. And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there is a spiritual component to them. Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can talk to me in a couple of different ways. First of all, we have for a set fee, you can talk to me for 15 minutes, half an hour, by Skype, by phone, or live chat. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, in the convenience of your home, you don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to drive anywhere, right from the convenience of your home or office, then go to mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. www.mypastorchat.com. look forward to hearing from you.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here we are. We are here, and we are telling you the truth. Now, here's some more truth that I need to tell you. Now, this is not for everybody, but it's for those people who do recognize the truth and are glad that I'm saying it. I want to say that I do need some help. I've been on the air here in San Bernardino, you know, this area, Southern California, Los Angeles area, Inland Empire area. I've been around now for what, 3 or 4 years? And people are not responding as they should. It's that simple. They're not responding as they should. I should be getting letters from people. I should be getting requests for my books. I should be getting people emailing me, calling me, writing me. I should be getting people who are sending me a little something, sending me a donation, because there are people who can, you know. Not everybody can. I go on the internet with my tech, talk to a pastor online, and I answer questions from people from all over the world, and I get people who come in from Africa or from who knows where. Some of them just don't have much money. They don't have any money. But there are people who have money. See, there are people, you know, people who, who for them, making a donation of $100 or $500 or $1,000 or $10,000, it doesn't bother them. See, here I am, and I am struggling just to pay my bills, just to pay the internet bill, which is $30 a month, something like that. I can hardly pay that. See, I don't have a church. I don't get a salary. I don't have a church. I don't get a salary. I'm living below the poverty level, although I'm not living how can I say this? I don't know how to say it. I don't feel terrible, awful, and I'm not living out in the street, you know. But I am, and I have enough heat to heat my house, but with a little help from people, I just barely get by. And for me to get $500, it would be unbelievable. Just think of the airtime I could buy with that. See, and stay on the internet for a long time and help people. For some people, it wouldn't be a lot, but for me, it's an unbelievable amount. $1,000 to me would be like so unbelievable. I'd do cartwheels, even though I'm 61, I would do cartwheels. That's how little money I get. You wouldn't believe it. See, you, I'm sure you assume, well, here I am and I'm on the air and everything, and you assume that I get paid by the station. I don't. I buy the airtime. I actually have to pay for it. You assume that I have a lot of money. I don't. You assume a lot of people write to me. They don't. Or call me or help me or even say thanks. They don't. So, never mind other people right now. Can you help me? That's the question. Will you help me? Or why won't you help me? Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what's the best way to reach me? The best way to reach me is to use either of these URLs. Either mypastorchat.com, that's www.mypastorchat.com, or you could also do talktoapastor.tk, like talk. See, it makes it easy to remember. www.talktoapastor.tk. TK like in talk or TikTok. www.talktoapastor.tk. That'll take you to my main Talk to a Pastor blog. There you can click on contact and contact me. You know, write me, send me an email. Or you'll see donate buttons here and there. And it's PayPal. And you can simply make a nice donation with PayPal. It's that simple. And it would help me immensely to stay on the air. And if you help me, it would be a beautiful thing because, first of all, you would be helping someone doing some good. Maybe I'm not doing a lot of good, but I'm doing some good. And I'm telling people the truth. And I'm helping to wake some people up. And I'm putting them back in touch with their own inner ground of good. See, that's what I do. If you respond to the truth that is in me, it's the same as responding to the truth in yourself. And it reconnects you with your own conscience. So if you're sitting there and you're listening and you have tears, you just have tears flowing down your cheeks, you don't even know why. It's because your conscience, the inner light from God, which has always been there, you've just fallen away from it, that's all. See, God has never rejected you. He's never been away. He's always been there with salvation. He's just been for you to be ready. A lot of us, it takes a long time for us to be ready. We have to go through a lot of, well, most of us, we become resentful of other people. We resent our mom and our dad, and we resent other people, and we become worldly. We see other people in the world seem to be having a good time and popular and having all kinds of, earthly delights, and so we get involved with all of that. And we try to go the way of the world, but it just doesn't work for us. It just doesn't work. You know, all the drinking and smoking and partying and promiscuity and all the ambition and greediness and all that stuff. We try it, but just not us. See? And we feel like a lost sheep. We feel like the ugly duckling. We feel like we don't belong. We feel like, what's going on here? Well, the truth is that you are like the ugly duckling in the beautiful fairy tale that was really a swan, really a beautiful swan. So you're really a beautiful swan. All you have to do now is see that you've made some boo-boos. See, you went the way of the world and you tried to be greedy and ambitious and drink and smoke and take drugs and you resented your parents and you made all the mistakes. You smoked pot and, all the stuff that people do. Okay, you've done some of that, all of it. Maybe you haven't done that stuff, but you've just been resentful, which, remember, I said it was hate. Okay, so you made some mistakes, but all that does, it just aware that that's not for you. So now you're ready, perhaps you're ready to come back to God. I have a see, what is the meditation then? The meditation helps you to stay in touch with your intuition. So you listen to me, you're in touch with your intuition or your conscience, but you need to be in touch with it all the time. That's what the meditation helps you do. So please, please, please help me. Would you please?
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I've made an interesting program, and I've asked for help. I need help, please. I want to stay on KCAA. I really, really do. But I need help. Now you understand that I need help, so you can help me. You can go to mypastorchat.com, or you can go to talktoapastor.tk, or you can go to commonsensecounseling.org, or you can just Google my name and you'll find me. And make a donation, would you please? Or send a check in the mail. Help me out. Help me make my Christmas. Make my day. Would you please make my Christmas for me? Thank you. And until next time, Lord willing and a creek don't rise, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.